It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. At the White House at this moment, President Obama is announcing a sweeping and rigorous plan to restructure Chrysler and General Motors and to save them. And early in his talk, he opened with these words: year after word, decade after decade, we've seen problems papered over and tough choices kicked down the road, even as foreign competitors outpaced us. Well, the president said, we have reached the end of that road. This talk follows a White House ouster of Rick Wagoner, the CEO of General Motors, yesterday. The administration is giving two companies no more than 60 days to fix their problems. And even then, the White House says it may force the companies, Chrysler and GM, through a quick bankruptcy. NPR's Frank Langfitt covers the auto industry, and he's here in our studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
This is a big, tough day for the Detroit car business. Why don't we begin with Rick Wagoner? I know the president's speaking, but let's find out a little more about that.
Well, the White House isn't saying this, but essentially it seems that the president of the United States appears to have fired the CEO of General Motors. A year ago, this would have been unthinkable. But it's a sign of the shift in power in the business, the auto business, from Detroit to Washington. GM took taxpayer loans to survive and now no longer seems to be completely in control of its fate.
Well, Chrysler isn't doing so well either. Why did Rick Wagoner lose his job over there at GM?
That's a really good point. I'll tell you one reason. Rick Wagoner's been there 30 years. And even though the most recent problems, these terrible auto sales, it's not Rick Wagoner's fault. The company had lost, you know, roughly $80 billion in the last 4 years when Wagoner was running it. Bob Nardelli over at Chrysler, he's a new guy. He's only been there about a year. So I think the White House looks at them, and as they said before, as Mr. Obama is saying right now, these are two different companies, and they need two different solutions.
Now, the White House says the companies have failed to present restructuring plans that make them viable. What is the administration planning to do with them now? And the president is explaining some of that. I know you have a copy of his talk.
He's going to put them on a short leash. GM gets another 60 days. Chrysler gets 30 days. They've got to make deeper cuts and more radical changes to their business plans. And what the president is saying is everybody's going to share in a lot of pain. That includes the union, which is owed about $20 billion on retiree health care. The union isn't going to see that money. It's going to see some of it, but not nowhere near what it hopes. And the White House, what it says, it'll continue to provide money during this time so the companies can keep operating.
Well, also hurt, right, Frank, would be bondholders, investors.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, too. That's unsecured is about $27 billion the bondholders are they're owed. And basically, GM couldn't get them to agree to some sort of swap where they take shares in the company instead of getting all that money. And frankly, I think the White House was frustrated and is kind of fed up and said, you know, listen, you got to restructure the company. And if you won't do it, we will. And I'll tell you what's really interesting in conversations with the administration last night. What they're saying is, you know, we may just take you into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. And that's the first time we've heard something so forceful as like this from the White House.
Yeah, let's go on to bankruptcy. I know, you know, Chrysler, there's the White House has something in mind for Chrysler, but if Chrysler doesn't join with Fiat into a partnership, it's going to go the same road as GM, possibly. And bankruptcy, what does that mean? I mean, both companies have said it would kill them.
They have. And what Mr. Obama is saying right now is he's saying, hey, look, this isn't going to be like your normal bankruptcy where you might spend a year because the customers would just, they wouldn't buy the products if they thought the companies weren't going to make it. And what he's saying is we're going to do something very quick. And in talking to administration officials last night, they said it would be like a quick cleansing in Chapter 11, not a year, maybe as little as 30 days. The advantage here is bankruptcy judge has a lot of power. They can break union contracts. There are these state franchise laws that protect the dealers, of which there are too many for both companies. And so I think what the White House is looking at more and more seriously, clearly, is taking them into bankruptcy to do the things that are harder to do sort of in this political environment. And I can tell you one thing is that my sources in Detroit this morning who've read all the paper and all the documents out of the White House think bankruptcy is increasingly more likely.
Frank, thanks very much. NPR's Frank Langfitt. And President Barack Obama is speaking at this moment about the White House plan to restructure Chrysler and General Motors.